AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump will get a firsthand look at two disaster zones today. He'll see hurricane damage in western North Carolina and wildfire devastation in Los Angeles. This evening, the Senate is expected to vote on the nomination of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Look, whatever it is, he's a good man. I don't know what's going to happen. You never know in those things, but Pete's a very, very good man. I hope he makes it.
Yesterday, the Senate advanced Hegseth's nomination on a 51-49 vote. A federal judge has barred Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes from entering Washington, D.C. without the court's approval. The judge's order comes after President Trump commuted Rhodes' 18-year prison sentence for orchestrating an attack on the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. Earlier this week, Rhodes visited the Capitol. Several agencies have begun removing resources for underrepresented Americans from their web pages. This follows President Trump's executive order cracking down on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Agencies also have been canceling training to comply with the order. The housing market remains in a slump.
Home sales fell last year to the lowest level in nearly 30 years. Sales of homes were low in 2023, and they went even lower last year. The National Association of Realtors says more than 4 million homes were sold, but it was the weakest showing since 1995. Prospective homeowners were frozen out of the market because of high mortgage rates, rising home prices, and fewer properties on the market. The median national price for a home rose to an all-time high. The housing market has been in a sales slump since 2022. Affordability appears to be the reason people are holding back on buying a home. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A London judge has rejected an American mother's challenge to be extradited to Colorado to face murder charges in the deaths of her two young children. Kimberly Singler, 36 years old, is accused of two counts of first-degree murder. Pandas have returned to the National Zoo.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you. Washington, D.C. is no longer unbearable.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's making me, honestly, it's bringing back some like child joy. So it's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.